Good morning, New Mexico. Welcome back to the Radio Cafe. My name is Diana Delling. I'm sitting in for Mary Charlotte today, and I am with a guest, Candace Walsh, the managing editor at New Mexico Magazine, who is here with me to speak of the arts. Good morning, Candace.
Good morning, Candace.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm just great, and how are you today?
All right, TGIF.
Yes, that's all I can say as well.
Can I get a heck yeah?
Heck yeah. We're here to tell everyone about what's going on this weekend, and I know tonight is the New Mexico Arizona Book Award ceremony.
That's right, it's at the Hotel Albuquerque at 6, well, 5 if you want to start by having a couple cocktails, but it starts at 6. It's a really wonderful event, and I'm a little nervous because my book, Licking the Spoon, is up for 2 awards.
Licking the Spoon is
That's
up for
right.
2 awards?
It's, yeah, a food memoir by Seal Press, and so I will be there, and I'm going to be so happy to be surrounded by other people who live the writers and the publishers and the book enjoyers' lives.
Congrats. I'll have my fingers crossed for you.
Thank you so much.
Licking the Spoon, and I assume you can get it around town at
Collected Works for sure, and online as well. Other bookstores too.
Great.
So Friday is a very busy night here. I feel like there's a shift about, you know, the fall into holiday kind of wonder. I mean, we always have so much going on, but there's so many things just happening tonight, including a really cool photography show at Verve Gallery. It is inspired by dreams. It's called La Rêve, and it's works by Susan K. Grant, Camille Boyenard, and Christophe Ladica. There's a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. And one of the artists, Susan K. Grant, photographs shadows in vignette form or tableau form, and it definitely feels very dreamy. I think that it's hard to do art about dreams, especially writing. Don't you ever feel like when you're reading a book and the character goes into the dream, you're like, oh. But
yeah.
I think visually it really works.
Dreams and sex are tough to write.
So I think that that this show about dreams will be really great, just to because it's very evocative, just from what I saw of the photographs.
And it's at Verve Gallery?
That's right. And the reception is from 5 to 7. I bet everyone after will have really good dreams that night, or at least interesting ones.
It's worth going
yeah.
for. Tonight I will be attending this event at the Lensic. The Lensic is tonight presenting Fusion Theater Company's The Mountaintop. This is a play by African-American playwright Katori Hall, and it is her reimagining of the last night in the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It takes place in a hotel room at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, and I think it's going to be really good, pretty thought-provoking. It won an Olivier Award in London when it premiered in 2009. It starred Samuel L. Jackson on Broadway as Martin Luther King, and now it's coming here to Santa Fe. It's at the Lensic tonight at 8 o'clock. You can also see it tomorrow at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m., and you can get tickets at 988-1234 or ticketsantafe.org.
That is excellent. Yeah, I remember reading about that in different national publications, so I'm happy that it came here.
We are too. Very happy.
At Thane Bennett tonight, there is an opening on ruminative figures, sculpture by Dunham Aurelius, with a reception from 5 to 7. And I'm also excited about the Jerry Hall opening at Phil Space on 2nd Street. His show is A Roswell Sojourn, A Prairie Return. He's actually Joe West's dad, from, you know, the local musician. And I did see his work for the first time in Roswell. It's very cool. I think he was affiliated with the Anderson Contemporary Art Museum, and he was honored by them for the centennial. And you can read more about his work on nmmagazine.com, as well as the Roswell article that came from that trip, Lost in Roswell's Orbit. And tonight, enjoy the work on 2nd Street.
And it's Joe West's dad. Is it Jerry West?
Yeah. Did I not mention that?
I think you might have said Jerry Hall, which of course had me thinking of Mick Jagger's Jerry Hall.
Thank you for catching that. I'm a little bit distracted. I'm nervous about tonight.
I know. It's understandable.
Jerry
it's exciting,
Hall.
Though.
Wow.
Maybe she'll be there. You see, never know here in Santa Fe who you're going
to
see.
I gave everyone the opportunity to think about the 80s.
Yeah. The Santa Fe chapter of the Native Plant Society of New Mexico is presenting a free talk called New Mexico Forests, Past, Present, and Future. The talk will be given by Craig Allen. He's a USGS research ecologist at the Jemez Mountains Field Station in Los Alamos. The talk and the meeting is on Wednesday, the 20th, at 6:30 at Christ Lutheran Church, which is on Arroyo Chamiso here in Santa Fe. For more information, you can call 505-690-5105.
I've got a couple of student events that I think are darling and worth checking out. Tonight at Collected Works, there's a student poetry reading from New Mexico School for the Arts' poetry students. And they also will be sharing their songs, and that's at 6 p.m. And on Saturday, there's a Santa Fe Public Schools Music Fest, the Music Faculty and Friends Cabaret, with host Oliver Present, conductor of the Santa Fe Community Orchestra, from 8 to 10 p.m. at Pronzo Italian Grill. And that's from 8 to 10 p.m.
Nice. I can tell everyone about the Cat of the Week.
Oh, yes, please.
The Cat of the Week today has a very cool name, Ferrari. Ferrari is one of four adorable kitten siblings who was rescued this week. Now, it's a boy. He is very sweet and playful. He's getting along very well in the care of his foster home. He's black and white, short hair, with black over one eye. He's pretty young. He was born in April 2012, mm-hmm. and he is available for adoption. As everyone knows, Felines and Friends is our local cat organization and placement organization that gives a second chance to abandoned and neglected cats. Please visit their website at fnfnm.org. You can learn more about Ferrari and all kinds of beautiful and sweet, loving, soft, cuddly, warm cats for the fall and winter and all year long.
That's right. And if you already have a kitty cat named Porsche or Corvette, then it'll just be perfect.
It's right into the family.
Just get three and name them all after cars.
There you go. What about the Honda Civic? Can I name a cat after my Civic?
Civic. I guess it would demand a certain kind of personality. Sturdy, reliable.
That's me.
Pragmatic. Cat. That would not even want to play with yarn at all.
Right.
So Max Gomez, the awesome Taos musician who has recently received a lot of national acclaim, he'll be doing a wonderful gig at High Desert Guitars tomorrow night. That's at 7 p.m. You can read more about Max at nmmagazine.com, as our editor Dave Herndon wrote a piece about him. Also on Saturday, we've got just a little hint of the holidays coming up with Susan Weber, who wrote Christmas in Santa Fe and has Susan's Christmas Shop.
Right.
She's going to be discussing her book, Nativities of the World, and I can definitely vouch for that book. It's beautiful. It's got full color, glossy photographs of nativities from indeed all over the world. It's very inspiring to think about the way that different cultures approach the nativity as a motif. And so that's at 2 p.m. on Saturday at Garcia Street Books. She's also going to be at Collected Works doing the same thing on Monday at 6 p.m. So you can have a second chance to do that if you're not able to go on Saturday.
It's probably a nice Christmas gift, too.
Sure is. We recommended it in our local author holiday book roundup.
Is that new issue out yet or not quite yet?
It's like on the cusp of being out. If you subscribe, which I highly recommend that all of us do, you have it in hand. If not, it will be on newsstands in the next couple of days.
Great.
December. Super. Mm. Tons of Farolitos and lots of luminarias.
Holidays in Santa Fe.
That's right. Sparkly.
There is a benefit that may also be sparkly. It's tomorrow night at the Rail Yard Performance Center. It's Golden Acorn Summer Camp's Global Dance and Music Performance and Fundraiser. It's Saturday, tomorrow, the 16th, at the Rail Yard Performance Center. It'll feature Jamie Duggan and Company performing funky Afro house dance, Elise Gent and Dejun Jun doing West African style dance, and Alina Deshpande and Company offering Dance of India and Bollywood.
Ooh, nice.
You can get tickets in advance or at the door. And again, it benefits the Golden Acorn Summer Camp. For info, go to goldenacornscamp.org, plural acorns.
That sounds like a total blast.
Bollywood music and dancing.
I really love Bollywood. And there's that Bollywood fundraiser every summer, and it's always when I'm out of town. It's just like so excellent. And on Saturday also, There's a an event at the O'Keeffe Museum, Our Bodies of Water in Watercolor. It's inspired by O'Keeffe's relationship with Lake George in New York. So if you're a participant, you get the opportunity to create watercolor paintings of bodies of water that are special to you. Bring photos to work from. That's 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. at the museum, and it's free.
And that's the Lake George exhibit is still up and running, I think.
Sure.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's beautiful, and it is a wonderful opportunity to be inspired by her work.
Are you familiar with the Tarnoff Art Center?
I'm not.
I am not either. It's served the Pecos Row and surrounding area as a community art center since 2008.
Great.
And they're having a painting and dancing jam, a show closing party, tomorrow night from 5 to 10. This is in Row, which is a little ways away, but just off the interstate.
Mm-hmm.
It's a painting and dancing jam at the Anna Maria Cerrone Community Art Gallery on tomorrow, in celebration of the inaugural exhibition of this newly installed gallery on the TAC campus. Members of the public are invited to visit TAC and participate in an exhilarating evening of fun, including collaborative art making, dancing to live music, food, and soft drinks.
I think you should wear your painting clothes to that. Sounds like the kind of thing where you might get some paint on your pretty dress.
I agree. For more info, tarnoffartcenter.org.
Circling back to Lake George and Alfred Stieglitz at Lake George is a book that John Zarkowski will be discussing at Georgia O'Keeffe Museum's Education Annex. That's on Tuesday, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And also that night, Hakeem Bellamy, the Albuquerque Poet Laureate, will be reading recent works at the O'Shaughnessy Performance Space. I want to say that that's part of Santa Fe University of Art and Design.
I have something on that. Let me see.
It's on 1600 St. Michael's Drive. So
must be, yeah.
Either way, you'll find it.
And is that one that you just read, is that one tonight, the Hakeem?
No, that's Tuesday.
Because there's another one involving the Poet Laureate tonight.
Excellent. Where?
Friday the 15th at the Place Art Bar by Catalyst Club. Aha, it's in Albuquerque.
Okay.
But it is an event called The Voting Machine Ate My Ballot, and Now What? Featuring Jamie Kilstein from New York City, Sarah Kennedy, who is the Weekly Alibi's Best of Berkey comedian 2 years straight.
Awesome.
Hakeem Bellamy, Albuquerque's Poet Laureate. Rich Boucher, poet extraordinaire, and former New Mexico State Senator and comedian, I didn't know this, Eric Griego.
Wow.
So that's tonight, 9 o'clock, at the Place Art Bar. No, I'm reading this completely wrong. It's at the Art Bar by Catalyst Club in Albuquerque.
Okay. Don't forget your hanging chads.
We never want to see another hanging chad again.
Ever.
Ever.
So, Recycle Santa Fe Art Festival. You know, Santa Fe...
Oh, that's a great
is
one.
...extremely connected to the concept of reduce, reuse, recycle. So I think that attendees that will have a blast at this weekend art festival, it will have recycled art, an exhibit, trash fashion and costume contest, and it's at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. So that's all that really groovy stuff is happening tonight. It continues Saturday and Sunday. You can find out more at recyclesantafe.org.
That's a good one. Another good holiday gift event. Next week, on Thursday and Saturday, there's something cool going on at the Lensic yet again. We are presenting Mike Daisy, who is the actor-writer-monologist. He's doing his newest work, The Secret War. Mike just came off of a really successful 29-night run in New York's Public Theater.
Mm.
He was performing there every night for 29 days, doing a new monologue related to the previous one. And I think there's a lot of improv going on, and it was quite successful. Now he's traveling with this new work, and it explores the power of personal and political secrecy, especially political secrecy, and how that affects our relationship and our thinking about war. This event is next Thursday, the 21st, and Saturday, the 23rd at 7. I think it'll be great. Mike Daisy's always great, and tickets are ticketsantafe.org.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. I'm happy to see that that's here. And I think the whole concept of secrecy and personal and all that just is bubbling up in the public consciousness. I keep on seeing different things about, you know, like setting yourself free from secrets. And
me too. And also more and more
that.
News about government secrets or non-secrets in some cases as they're checking out what we're doing a little more these days.
Right. Yeah, I guess people aren't as paranoid as we thought they could be. People, me, others.
Right. I have a few CCA updates.
Oh, goody.
Cool things going on at the CCA. Blue is the warmest color. A must-see film for any true lover of history of cinema was winner of the Palme d'Or at Cannes. Mm-hmm. It is an astounding, complex film about the ecstasy, the danger, and the beauty of love. This is at the CCA now. I believe it opened yesterday. And advance tickets are recommended. They think it's going to sell out. It's been in the media a lot lately.
It's a hot ticket, and it has been all over the place. I'm so happy it's here as well. And also with the CCA, I want to highly recommend their swap meet on Saturday from 10 to 1. A third of the art in my house is from CCA swap meets.
I've never been. It's this weekend?
People really, electronics, furniture, artwork, movie posters, other ephemera. It's like the best yard sale ever.
Oh.
Yeah. I got a painting for $2, and it cost like 10 times that to frame it. But I just, you know, and I got this really great ceramic turtle dove, and they have really cool stuff.
Oh, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
They will also soon be having the Real Rock Film Tour presented by the Santa Fe Climbing Center. It's a collection of climbing and adventure films, a high-energy community event that includes prize giveaways and a party atmosphere. Tickets are available at the Santa Fe Climbing Center in advance only and on CCA on the day of the event only.
Awesome. Yeah, New Mexico is really a big climbing state, as we've explored in an article last year, and I just think that's a really cool thing to bring people together and let them look at it, you know. I'm sure they'll learn a lot about climbing opportunities in New Mexico, as well as looking at the movies.
Yeah, I bet. I bet you're right.
Harvey Girls, if you're not familiar with the Harvey Girls, they worked at the Harvey Hotels, I guess about 100 years ago, and there is going to be a premiere screening of the Harvey Girls Opportunity Bound, which will talk about these young women who came to work in places like La Fonda, the Alvarado Hotel in Albuquerque, which is no more. Another hotel is in Las Vegas. And the architecture is really great, the culture. And I think given the fact that women didn't have a lot of opportunities to work safely and with respect at the time, I think that it's really fascinating. La Fonda Hotel was a Harvey house, and we did a piece recently by Sleuths by Kate Nelson, and that's online, called What Would Mary Do About the Harvey House, the La Fonda Restoration. So if your interest was piqued by the mention of Harvey Girls, then definitely enjoy this screening at New Mexico History Museum Auditorium on Sunday from 4 to 7.
This one takes a little explaining, but there's a border quilt. There's a quilt that has been made by different people made panels, different people in New Mexico and West Texas, that include the panels told personal stories of family separation and abuse by border enforcement agents, also includes personal artifacts and drawings, everything related to border issues, to living in southern New Mexico and West Texas and dealing with border issues. The quilt will have a send-off ceremony. It's on its way to the National Mall in Washington.
Wow.
And there will be a send-off ceremony for the quilt tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. at the ACLU of New Mexico Regional Center for Border Rights. The event will include community leaders and elected officials. They'll host the send-off event. And it's at the Unitarian Church, the Unitarian Universalist Church in Las Cruces. So I just read an event that's quite far away, but I think it's worthy of knowing about.
It's only 4 hours away.
And you can do so much on the way there.
If you do want to go, I'm going to do a plug now.
Okay.
If you can go to nmmagazine.com and read 25 Reasons to Love Las Cruces, including the Organ Mountains, which are so beautiful.
Full of good segues today. I keep mentioning things, and New Mexico has a lot of tie-in. You guys write about
have a lot of territory.
Beautiful territory.
Yes. So Wednesday here in Santa Fe, for sure. There's a Friends of the Real Right book club discussion of I'll Go and Do More, Annie Dodge, Winneka, Navajo Leader and Activist by Carolyn Meathammer. That's at 1:30 on Museum Hill at the Wheelwright Museum of the American Indian. Speaking of books, there's also a book talk on Thursday by Dawn Wink. She's a local author and professor, and she teaches at the Santa Fe Community College, and she's got a fiction book about the ranch life in the Southwest called Meadowlark that's new. I'm dying to read it. I requested a review copy for the book review section of New Mexico Magazine. I'm really looking forward to reading this book by this popular, beloved local author. So that's at the Santa Fe Community College Hamas Room, Thursday at 6 p.m.
There will be a CD release party tomorrow. No, it's tonight. Tonight at Soul of Santa Fe.
Uh-huh.
Everyone knows where that is, down by the brewing company.
Yeah.
It's a CD release party for Disappear Fear. And it starts at 7. The doors open at 6. For more information, please go to disappearfear.com. And another kind of music, if you are into jazz, Charles Lloyd and Bill Frisell will be performing at the Lensic this coming week. They will be there on Tuesday the 19th at 7. Both, you know, very influential jazz musicians who have been around for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Saxophonist Charles Lloyd was around in the 60s and 70s, and he won the 2013 Miles Davis Award for the Montreal International Jazz Festival. That's at the Lensic Tuesday night. Charles Lloyd and Friends featuring Bill Frisell.
Got a couple more book items to talk about on Sunday. There's a book called In the Country of Empty Crosses. Native New Mexican Arturo Madrid, whose family settled in northern New Mexico. Duh. He actually came from a Protestant family, which is not the typical. He talks about how it was hard for him or different to not have a Catholic religious connection as a family. So that's what his book title refers to. He reads from that memoir, which is put out by the University of New Mexico Press. And I have to say it's a beautiful book object with gorgeous black and white photos, a hardcover. And so that's at 2 p.m. at Garcia Street Books. And if you love Cormac McCarthy, there's going to be a marathon reading of The Road at the CCA. People will be taking turns reading aloud from this best-selling novel. Join in for some or all of the reading. You can buy the book, you can borrow the book, you can bring your own copy. CCA at 2 p.m. on Sunday.
I love that idea. So you can drop in and just kind
enjoy
of...
Enjoy it.
Enjoy the road.
Uh-huh. Right. I'm obviously not too super familiar with the...
Oh, sorry. It's kind of a post-apocalyptic... journey by a father and his son.
Okay.
It's pretty heavy, but...
Yeah, so maybe it would be good just to drop in for a
I think
little
you
while
will enjoy
and then
it.
Go drink.
Yeah. Then go celebrate life and save the world.
Yeah.
The Jungle
seize
Book.
Seize the day.
Seize the day. If you want something lighter, you could go to The Jungle Book. The Jungle is jumping with joy in Pandemonium Productions' The Jungle Book. It will be performed at the James A. Little Theater this weekend.
How
Friday
fun.
Tonight. And tomorrow and Sunday. Tonight it's at 7, Saturday and Sunday, 2 p.m. It'll also be next weekend, but the cool thing is that the first 100 kids get in free on Saturday and Sunday of this weekend. That's The Jungle Book, James A. Little. For tickets, you can call 982-3327.
Oh, I love that. I love the music from that film, but I won't torture people by singing a bar. Another awesome kids theater performance is The Hobbit, which is also all weekend. Santa Fe Performing Arts City, different players ages 7 to 12 will be presenting J.R.R. Tolkien's classic for the stage. That will be at the Armory for the Arts at 7 p.m. tonight, and then Saturday and Sunday too.
The Armory of the Arts is a very nice space.
It really is.
Should go there more.
And I also have Bill Palmer and Stephanie Hatfield will be at Dual Brewing Company Friday night at 7 p.m. with their band The TV Killers, alternative rock. I don't think you could lose by going to that because the music is fantastic. The performers are top-notch. charismatic. And then you've got this completely great Belgian beer. I mean, 5 or 6 different options and
I haven't
nibbles.
Been there yet either.
Oh, it's fun. Unassuming location, but we are really, along with memory and secrets also bubbling up in our local consciousness, is really great beer, local beer. And I think we're lucky to have Dual Brewing as well as other microbreweries. So support them and have a blast at 7 p.m. tonight.
And that's off 2nd Street, am I right?
Yeah, I want to say it's on Rufina. What is this?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it doesn't say. But it's around Rufina area.
Okay, you'll find it.
Yeah, so not, I'm
Google
sorry,
it.
2nd Street. It's like if you're going down Cerrillos and you're passing Dr. Fieldgood's, my favorite restaurant, and then you turn on, is it Rufina? It's around there.
You turn on that street.
Yeah.
This one's a little bit in advance, but you might want to get your tickets in advance to the 25th Aiden Comfort Gala presented by the Southwest Care Center. It will feature America's Got Talent superstar Prince Poppycock. Let's see, where is this? It is at the Eldorado Hotel
Fun.
In historic downtown Santa Fe on the 23rd. For tickets, please call 954-1921, and you can find out lots more about the event at southwestcare.org.
Okay. Pop Gallery on Thursday will be honoring the late Maurice Sendak, beloved. It's a 50th anniversary tribute to him, and it's called The Wild Rumpus. That will be through December. Also on Thursday, we've got Ferocity and Poetry, AM Flamenco, Adriana Maresma, Fua. Jose Moro, Juan Gomez, and Rocio Soto at 7:30 p.m. That's with Teatro Paragua Studio on 3205 Calle Marie Suite B. 7:30 p.m., as I said, on Thursday.
Very nice. I don't think I'll be going to this, and I doubt you will either, but there is a Stayin' Alive Bee Gees tribute tomorrow night at the Hollywood Casino.
Oh, you know, I would have a blast. I really would.
It might be fun. I think we have more fun things going on here in Santa Fe that I'll stick around here for.
That's true. Like perhaps the weekly All Ages Informal Swing Dances?
Exactly that. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Where is that?
That is at Oddfellows Hall on Cerrillos, and it's actually on Monday night from 7 to 8 p.m. And we can talk a little bit more today, even though the music's playing, I hear.
Yeah.
So
we've gone through lots and lots of events, and there's always more to be found at New Mexico Magazine. Certainly list them.
Sure. And I want to mention that we also have a Retracing Audubon Contemporary Views show on Wednesday night at Photo Eye Gallery. It's photographer Krista Elric's slide presentation about the writings and artwork of John James Audubon. That's 370A Garcia Street, and it's at 6 p.m.
We got one last event in there.
All right.
Thank you.
Sure.
Well, Candace Walsh, managing editor at New Mexico Magazine, nominee for a book award for Licking the Spoon from the New Mexico Arizona Book Awards. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
It was a pleasure.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Diana Delling. I'm sitting in for Mary Charlotte today, just for the second half hour.